You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
You may be wondering who these two fellows are with me here today. Great to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, by having two deacons with us. As you may note in the bulletin this weekend, the St. Henry's Seminary class of 1965 is having their 50th year reunion this weekend. So I'm honored to have two of my classmates from St. Henry's Seminary who are now permanent deacons in the church. To my left is Deacon Ron Karch of St. James Parish in Millstar. Ron, if you would stand, please. And Charles Lidekin of St. Francis of Assisi Parish in Aviston and St. Teresa Parish of Marydale. I'm also honored that a few other classmates are here this morning for the liturgy, so I'd like to embarrass them and ask them to please stand at this time, if you would, please. Okay, I know you're here, so good. Welcome. When we were at St. Henry's Seminary in our freshman year, the rector of the seminary, the head of the seminary, Father Miley, always had the Sunday Mass and always began his homily with a little Hermes story. So I don't remember all his little Hermes stories, but I thought I'd have a little Hermes story for you this morning with Hermes a bit grown up. It seems that when Hermes took his driver's education and got his driver's license, he felt he was ready to drive, so he went to his father and said, "Dad, I have my driver's license, now I need a car." Dad said, "Well, Hermes, I'll tell you what. If you get straight A's and report card, and if you clean your room and get a haircut, we'll talk about it." 3 months later, when the report cards came out, little Hermes went to his dad and said, "Look, Dad, I got straight A's." "Very good, son," his dad said. He said, "Let's look at your room." Went to the room, and it was spotless. "Well, Hermes, this is great," said his dad. And Hermes said, "That's right. Now, how about talking about that car?" His dad said, "Well, you remember, Hermes, the third thing you were to do was to get a haircut." He said, "I know, Dad." He said, "I've been reading the Bible, and it's obvious I read the Bible that Jesus and all the apostles must have had long hair. Surely they don't want me to cut off my hair." And his father said, "Well, Hermes, that's fine, but you just remember Jesus and the apostles walked everywhere they went." Throughout the Easter season, we've been reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, which tell us about what the apostles did after the resurrection of Jesus. In today's passage, the book of Acts, we see how the apostles were in a room together, then Jesus suddenly appeared, and then he breathed on them. And then the Acts of the Apostles tells us how the Holy Spirit came down upon them in the form of tongues of fire. And so this event that we call Pentecost, and the Feast of Pentecost was always celebrated on the 50th day of Easter, is oftentimes referred to as the birthday of the church. And to help us today as a parish to celebrate the birthday of the church, we're using three special symbols to help us enter fully into the deepness and the depth of this mystery, the event of Pentecost. The first is, as we have done for many years now, we invite everyone to consider wearing something red, orange, or yellow to symbolize the tongues of fire that came down upon those apostles. We even have some beautiful red, yellow, and orange flowers this week to remind us of those tongues of fire. Remind us that we are to be people on fire with the Holy Spirit, that we are to be fired up. And also the bold colors remind us that we are to be bold disciples, not fearful or afraid, not mediocre, not average, but exceptional. Being bold and living our faith. That doesn't mean that we have to be in people's faces, but it simply means that we want to live genuine lives of faith and of discipleship, so that through us, others will come to believe in the love of God and to believe in the gift of God's Son, Jesus. As St. Francis of Assisi oftentimes told his Franciscan brothers, preach the gospel always. If necessary, even use words. We are called to live those gifts of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned today and to make a life of faith visible to others so that they too can come to know of God's love. That's what it means, I think, for us to be bold in our discipleship. The second symbol or image that we're using this weekend is we will be doing all of our prayers of intercession in different languages today to remind us, as we read in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, that the people filled with the Spirit spoke different languages, but they all understood each other. It's a reminder to us that we are indeed a Catholic, a universal church. The people of all nationalities, all languages of all colors are welcome to be part of the church. I remember very vividly back in 1976, attending the International Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia, the year of our nation's bicentennial. And I remember I had taken a group of teenagers to the event, and we were at a mass for teenagers in the Philadelphia Spectrum, which in those days was the place where the Flyers and the 76ers played. And there were about 18, 20,000 teenagers there. And you can imagine the amount of energy in that room with that many teenagers and lots of noise. But at the end of the mass, Cardinal Dearden, who was the presider at the mass, said he wanted to introduce someone special to the teens there. He said, this person speaks a universal language that needs no translation. It is the language of love. And they'd introduced Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I've never heard 18,000 teenagers so quiet in all my life as she stood up and spoke to them about the importance of living a life of selfless love, as Jesus has taught us. That's the language that we're all called to speak. That's the language that needs no translation, that supersedes all. One of my favorite adages is that the shortest distance between two people is a smile. Just a smile can make all the difference. And that's why Pope Francis tells us time and time again, we are to be people of joy and share the joy of the gospel with others simply by our lives of faith. When I was in the Holy Land back in 1998, I was on a tour bus with all the other members of the tour. And as we were leaving one of the historical sites, looked out the window, and there were three or four children poking their heads out a window on the second or third floor of an apartment building. And so we started to wave at them, and they all waved back. Then I noticed as the bus went around the corner, I looked back to see if the children were still there, and they were still there, and they were all doing this. Children are the same all over the world. And that's the language of love. The third symbol that we're using today, and I know that all the children noticed it when they came in church this morning, were the balloons. What are the balloons for? Well, if you're going to have a birthday party, you need to have balloons. And this is our birthday party as a parish, as a church, that we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit that enables us to be the church that Christ has called us to be. I like balloons. They're a sign of joy. Balloons, we know that without any air in them, will not be a balloon. And we heard in today's gospel how Jesus breathed on the apostles. The breath of the Holy Spirit gave them new life. Remember, they were locked in the room filled with fear, not knowing what to do next. But the Spirit helped them to be not afraid and to go forth in courage and boldness to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And so too with us. If we are filled with that life breath of the Holy Spirit, we too can rise to great heights. We can do exceptional things, things that we never imagined possible. We know by ourselves we are weak, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are strong. And that's what it means to be church, to be there for each other. I like balloons because I think people are like balloons. We too need to be lifted up. It's important that we lift each other up. That's what Jesus always did. He didn't tear people down. He lifted them up. And that's what we're about as church. Sometimes I know I hear people say, I don't go to church anymore. I don't get anything out of it. People forget the impact that you have on each other when you're here. Just your smile, your words of encouragement may lift another person up and make a big difference in their lives. We need to be lifted up. We need each other because, again, no one of us can be church by ourselves. And so may the bright colors of red, orange, and yellow that we wear today, and may the petitions in different languages, and may the balloons remind us that we're all called to be members of the body of Christ, the church, empowered by the Holy Spirit to go forth and proclaim the joy of the gospel to the ends of the earth, so that we can be strengthened in our belief and share that good news with others, that God is good
all the time.
All the time.